Fiat. January 20th, 1935. The living in the divine will makes the creature feel the paternity of her creator, and she feels she has the right to be his daughter. Three prerogatives the one who lives in it acquires. My poor mind wanders within the divine volition, but so much that I cannot repeat what it comprehends, or what I experience inside that celestial dwelling of the divine fiat. I can only say that I feel the divine paternity, which, with all love, waits for me into its arms so as to tell me, "We are just like between children and father. Come to enjoy my paternal tendernesses, my loving traits, my infinite sweetnesses. Let me be father to you." There is no greater delight I experience than to be able to carry out my paternity. And you, come without fear. Come to give me your daughtership. Give me the love, the tendernesses of a daughter. My will being one with yours gives to me the paternity toward you, and to you it gives the right of daughter. O divine will, how admirable and powerful you are. You alone have the virtue of rejoining any distance or dissimilarity with our celestial father. It seems to me that the living in you is precisely this: to feel the divine paternity, and to feel oneself as the child of the Supreme Being. But while my mind was crowded by so many thoughts about it, my sweet Jesus, making me his short little visit, told me, "My blessed daughter, to live in my will is precisely this: to acquire the right of daughter, and for God to acquire the supremacy, the command, the right of father. It alone can unite together one and the other and make of them one single life. Now, you must know that one who lives in my divine will acquires three prerogatives. First, the right of divine life. Everything she does, it is life that she feels. If she loves, she feels the life of love. And as life, she feels it flow within her mind, in her breath, into her heart, in everything. She feels the vital virtue that forms within herself, not only the act, which is subject to seizing, but the continuation of an act that forms the life. If she prays, if she adores, if she repairs, she feels the incessant life of prayer, of adoration, of reparation, not human, but divine, which is not subject to interruption. So, each act done in my will is a vital act that the soul acquires. In it, everything is life, and the soul acquires the life of the good that she does in it. How great the difference between a good that possesses life and a good or act such that, as she does it, the life of that act ends. As life, she holds it in her power, and she feels the continuation of the life of that good. On the other hand, as act, she will not hold it in her power, nor will she feel the continuation of it. And whatever is not continuous cannot be called life. And only in my will can these acts full of life be found. because they have the divine life as their origin, which is not subject to ending, and therefore it can give life to everything and to everyone. On the other hand, outside of it, all things, even the greatest works, find their end. And, oh, what a beautiful prerogative that only my will can give. The soul, feeling her acts, changed into perennial divine life. Now, after the first prerogative, the second one enters the field, that is, the right of property. But who endows her? Who constitutes her the owner? My same will. Because in it, there is no poverty. Everything is abundance. Abundance of sanctity, of light, of graces, of love. And since she possesses these as life, it is right that she possess these divine properties as her own. So, she feels as owner of sanctity, owner of light, of grace, of love, and of all the divine goods. And only in my will there is this ownership. Outside of it, everything is given in measure, and without rendering them the owners. What difference between the two? From the second prerogative, the third arises. The right of glory. There is nothing she does, small or great, natural or supernatural, in which she is not given the right of glory. Right to glorify in each thing, even in the breath and in the heartbeat, their Creator. And the right to be glorified themselves in the glory of the One who is such that there is no glory that does not come from Him. Therefore, in my will you will find everything and all at your disposal. And by right, not human, but divine. Because my will itself loves to give you these, its divine rights, loving the creature as its own true daughter.